Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi, daf Mem Gimel, 43, and we are on Mem Beis, Mem Beis towards the bottom. Yesterday we mentioned the Mishnah that spoke about what items a man is not allowed to wear outside for various reasons. The sandal hamasumar, this type of sandal with nails that are there to hold the soles in, but the nails stick out. The three different reasons the Gemara quoted why one is not allowed to wear that out on Shabbos. Either the first two reasons, it causes miscarriages because women, pregnant women see it, pregnant women hear it, or because of the Maisa Shehoya, the story of group of Jews that were in a cave, underground cave, and they thought the enemy was coming and they tried to get out, and they the chaos that ensued damaged and killed each other. And that's why, because of one of those three reasons, that's why they asserted the sandal hamisumar. And then we had a number of other items in the Mishnah, including tefillah, including tefillin, not to wear tefillin out. And we saw, Gemara will talk more about tefillin, Beth Shem, on tomorrow's daf, but just to mention one point related to that before we get to tomorrow. And that is, as we know, because the Karban Eid already quoted on yesterday's daf, this idea of not wearing tefillin outside is even according to the opinion that says that Shabbos and Yantav is mantefillin. Right, that's a machlokes tanoim. If you look there elsewhere, gazrina and shemet sarzorch lefanos vasilasui dalaram zersrabim. Even if you say Shabbos is mantefillin, you might have to take it off because you might have to go to the bathroom, and therefore we do not allow it. Generally, we hold that Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Right, that's why it is a zman grama. One of the few zman gramas. There aren't so many mitzvahs that say zman grama, but one of the few is tefillin. Not because, it's not zman grama because of nighttime, because we paskin mi'ikra din that tefillin is, nighttime is zman tefillin, but a person might fall asleep and then, be mefiach, and, there are other reasons why you can't wear it at night, but Shabbos is not. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph, v'Shabbos v'yantif, osur laniach tefillin. Not just putter, but osur. Osur laniach tefillin, v'bnei shehem atzmam os. Because they themselves are in os. Tefillin is an os, and Shabbos is an os. And if I wear tefillin on Shabbos, I'm being mezalzel in the os of Shabbos, as if it's not good enough. That reminder, that connection between a Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, one is not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. V'menicha mem os acher haya zilzul la'os shalahem. It is a zilzul in the os, and this, of course, includes Yontif Sheni, which is a huge chiddush. A huge chiddush, because you would think Yontif Sheni is nowadays it's Sveika de Yoma in Chutz Laretz, and it's Minag Avasinu Biyadenu, and that Minag Avasinu Biyadenu is enough to knock out the mitzvah d'arayis of tefillin. Right, in the land on Simchas Torah, for example, in Chutz Laretz, the second day of the last days, right, you would think, L'chumra! No, Minag Avasinu Biyadenu, one doesn't wear tefillin. What about our issues of muksa? Muksas, that's a big machlokas. What status of muksa does tefillin have? What status? The Mishnah Berurah. V'yafilu b'tiltol, yesh omrim, some say, gam kinda asur, imolotzor gufam omakomam, kishar klishim lachto l'isur. Some say they're no better than a pen, or a stapler, or a scissors, a klishim lachto l'isur, which could only be moved, l'sor gufam, l'sor omakomam, not mechama l'tzel, as it's called. Not from the sun to the shade, not something for the good of the tefillin. What if the tefillin are outside? I don't want it to be stolen. I don't want it to be rained on. Am I allowed to move it? So, if you hold the Kedusha Machta L'Isser, no. Unless you use that spot to put something in. But that's one opinion. The Yesh Omrim, no. The Kedesh Lo Yiplo O Shalo Yignavim Nami Mutu L'Taltalim Yachal Makom, because it's better than a Kedusha Machta L'Isser. Makom Atzchak Yesh Lahakel. Makom Atzchak Yesh Lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if one does wear tefillin, not only is it a zilzol, it's baltosif. It's baltosif if you put it on l'shem mitzvah, because it is not the time for tefillin. If you're wearing a dafka l'shem tefillin, that would be a problem. Chol HaMoed is a huge topic, right? Is that also called an os or not? The Shulchan Aruch says it is called an os. The Rama is not so convinced. Interesting discussion in the poskim, in the late Rishonim, early Achronim, and that is, what happens if the os of, right? Why is, it's deeper. It's not just the fact of an os versus an os, but Rabbeinu Bachai and others say that the point is that you always need two osos. Al pi shnei edim yakum davar. Two edim. And therefore, we have the os of bris milah also. So the os of bris and the os of tefillin are on the weekday, and the os of bris and the os of Shabbos are on Shabbos. And that's why we always have two. What happens if somebody doesn't have the osa bris? What if somebody is not allowed to get a bris milah for whatever reason, medically? So does he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because then he only has one. So that is a question, discussion that is asked by the earlier, The Shulman Sadeshin says, lo plug, right? The osa idea is just a dvar agada, right? That's the, Shulman Sadeshin says, don't take that so, seriously. Let me just find the Shulman Sadeshin here in Kufches. Lefi tam smag, mikoach shnei edim, mi shemesu echav achlas bila, yiniach tefillin b'Shabbos. Somebody's brothers died, hemophilia. Nira dein lachalik klal b'shvil tam zed. No, I don't think so. The mefarish smag derech agada ba'alma. That's agadata. Agadata that apish ne'edim yakum davar, and therefore I don't think it should. I don't think that's the case. The Radvaz also. The Radvaz in the Tshuva in Shnei Alafim Shin Lamed Aled. He's still a bal os, even if he doesn't have the os. Al Arel Shemesu Achabach Vazvila Mutul Laniyaf Tefillin B'Shabbos Shein Lo Os Ba'atzmo Aval B'Shein Lo Os Ba'atzmo Bal Osu Ela Shemitzad Sakanaso Va'onso Nizbatel Mimenu Ha'Os Aval La'Ola Mitzuva V'Yomedu. He's Mitzuva, right? He just can't get it, but he's still a Bal Os, right? That maybe this different formulations between the Shulman Sadeshin and the Radvaz goes back to earlier, 300 years before that. The machlokas we showed him about mesu echabach vazmila. We mentioned this, right? All over Shas, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam argue, what does it mean mesu echabach vazmila? What's an RL? What's the definition of an RL in Shas for hilchot truma, for avoda, for RL? An RL, an uncircumcised person, could do most mitzvahs except a couple, karban pesach and truma and avoda. So Rashi says all over, beginning of Perek RL in Yevamos, RL always means mesu echabach vazmila, right? The brothers died, so there's hemophilia in the family, and this person is not allowed to get bris milah. Rashi says, that's mesuet, that's an arel. Okay, it's very difficult because it's not your choice, but you can't get bris milah, but you're still called an arel. Rabbeinu Tam, unbelievable, quoted in various, stories, quoted in the Rashba, in Yivam and Stafayin, and elsewhere. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not an arel. If you can't get bris milah because of a halachic reason, then you're not an arel. You're not an arel. The only time you're an RL, whenever the Gemara says RL, it means you're scared. You don't want to get it because, you don't like surgery. But not because you're medically meso echabach vazmila. That's not an RL. That's your main thought. Why? Because the shame RL has to do with the ability to fulfill the mitzvah. And if you can't fulfill the mitzvah halachically, then you're not an RL. So maybe that would have ramifications here. This is machlokas, Radvaz and Shulman Sadeshin. Right? The Radvaz says, you are a bal os. You just can't do it, right? Versus the Shulman Sadeshin, lo plug. So maybe that those two formulations have to do with our case here, whether you would be called an RL or not. Good. So let's continue. So a little bit about tefillin. There's a lot more, but we'll continue now. So we are towards the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara said, okay, so you don't wear tefillin because of the third reason, because of the Maisa Shahaya. Because of the story that happened with the danger. So it makes a lot of sense that you don't want it to be dangerous. What does that do with Shabbos? What does that do with Shabbos? Just say, why? Because of the event that occurred, according to the other two reasons. So that's the issue of the miscarriages, or according to this. So why says the Marmiata Filu Bechol, five lines off the bottom, even on a weekday, it should be that these reasons should apply. So the Gemara answers, Lav Orche de Bar Nasha, it's not common for a person, maybe they train sandalin, for a person that have two sets of sandals. They weren't so rich in those days, and therefore they had one set of sandals. So if you tell them you can't wear the sandals on Shabbos, they're just gonna get another pair of sandals, even for during the week. And therefore, just saying that you can't wear it on Shabbos will solve the problem, meaning in a chinami. In a chinami, you can't wear these during the week either, according to the Yerushalmi. But the way that we targeted to get people not to wear them during the week is to say you can't wear them on Shabbos, and that would be good enough. Chal l'cholav, chal l'shovsav. And therefore, this way they did it. If you look elsewhere, if you look in the Bavli, no, the reason they knocked out Shabbos is only because that was the Maaser Shahaya happened on Shabbos. We have this sometimes. If there's a rule that is made because of a Maaser Shahaya, we will limit it to the specific conditions that took place that were in reality at the Maaseh Shaya, right, the story in the Mishnayos and Yevamos, if you remember, about somebody, about Eidus Isha in that case. But either way, this is the halacha. Interesting. So there wasn't affluence in those days to even have two pairs of shoes, right? Halachically, you're supposed to have another pair of shoes for Shabbos, right? You're supposed to have everything different on Shabbos. All clothes should be different on Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, later on in the Bavli, Kuf Yud Gimel, I'll read it. Says the Gemara, Avol Yeshlo, you should always change your clothes on Shabbos. Vlamen Elishin Lahacha, Yeshlo Lahachlif, Lo, Tana, Shabbos Rebbe Gamliel, where does it start with? Amar Funa, Im Yeshlo Lahachlif Yachlif, if you have clothing to change into, that's what you should do. The Vilna Gaon said, top to bottom, every single item of clothing you should have different on Shabbos. You're right, Lomaisa, you should have a separate beretzitzes on Shabbos, separate talus on Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. V'imein lo lahachlif, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this, let's say you're a person's poor, they don't have a change of clothes. Just do something different on Shabbos. Yishalshel bibigadav. If you have a toga in those days, pull your belt down and walk around like an aristocrat. Meaning just like act differently, wear it differently. Even if you don't have different clothes, wear the clothes differently. Just do something to be different. V'kibadato me'asos derechecha, v'kibadato, right, Pasuk in Yeshayo, shlo yehe ma'bushcha shel Shabbos, ma'bushcha shel chol. Right, your Shabbos clothing should be different than your weekday clothing. That's the Gemara. V'chiyad of Yochanan korlamani mechab dosai. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing those that give him kavod. And then the Gemara continues, your Hiluch on Shabbos should be different, your Dibur on Shabbos should be different. Right, that's the Gemara here, your Hiluch, that's Kuf Yud Gimel, in the Bavli, in Misachah Shabbos. So, if you know, in those days, they didn't have it, and therefore, Ein Breira, they didn't have the option. But, and that's why just making Zera against Shabbos would be enough. Tani, a few lines to the bottom. Tani, Tala La Matlis Min Lamaton Mutter. But if somebody has these shoes with pointy things on the bottom, if you put a material to block the pointy things, meaning they're there in order to strengthen the shoe, but if you cover them, then it's mutter. Then there's no problem with wearing them on Shabbos, right? According to the reasons that we said. It's not going to scratch, and it's not going to be visible, and it's not included in the Gzeira. Reb Yudin Reb Yishmael, Havitz Ragle Shachaka. He had an injury on his shoe, on his foot, and he had to wear these kinds of shoes to give him support. Shachka, it was injured, it was chafed. Va'avdin lekein, and this is what he did. He put this cover on the nail so that he could solve the problem. He needed these shoes because he needed the support, but he put a matlis, put a garment there so that it would be mutter. Kama masbrin yehubahu, says the Pnei Moshe. The only problem with the shoes, these nails, were that if you're there for the support, and you have a lot of nails in there. But sometimes you had a couple of these sharp items just for show, for decorative purposes. So how many are you allowed to have on your shoe just for decorative purposes? And it wouldn't be included in the gzeira of not wearing a sandal hamasumer. Kama masmeirin yehebehu. How many could there be? I mean, what's the maximum? Different dais. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chamisha, five. Five in each shoe. Kechamisha sifrei Torah. Like the five books of the Torah. Chamisha chumshi Torah. Rabbi Chinina Amar, shiva. Right? Like seven. Seven. Ukiyamecha davecha. Like the pasuk in Zos HaBracha, like your days should be your strength, but we darshin yamecha, like your days, there are 7 days in a week, yamecha davecha. Nahagin Rabbanan kahad Rabbi Chanina, and the Rabbanan acted like Rabbi Chanina, that they allowed seven in each shoe. Darsh Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, tisha, even nine. Nine are okay. What's nine? The Gemara doesn't say, so the Karbonei, the others say, tisha yachileita. It's like the Echon Miodea, right? Yeah, nine. Rebbe Hayanosein, Shlosha Asar Bazeh, Vachad Asar Bazeh. Rebbe allowed 13 and 11. Why? Kiminyan Mishmaros. Altogether, like the Mishmaros. The Mishmaros, the groups that the Kohanim and the Leviyah may be. We'll see in a minute. They were split up into. Like the Pasuk says in Kohelos, Ukamasmaros Nituim. Like nails that were planted. But Masmaros, there it's spelled with a sin. Not with a samach, so it's like mishmar. You can read it with mishmar. Ma, mishmaros, esrim v'arba, af masmerim, just so to the nails, esrim v'arba. Right, so you have all of these here. So what is the purpose of connecting the nails in your shoe to the Torah and to the days of the Shabbos? And so if you look in the, one of the mefarshim in the back is the, let me find it. the Yafei Mara. Yafei Mara. Ach Tzorach Iyun. Ma Tame is Remez Ladvarim Elu B'mispara Masmeir Masher B'sandal. The Kolshi Chabishi Chum Shetorah. So he has like five different interpretations. I'll read one. V'yef Shalomar. Shakavana Bazeh Tachlis Magamasam El Ashleimus Asher Bo Yehushar Ba'aretz. They're always focusing on Shleimus HaNefesh. Ubelios HaRaglayim Klei HaTenua. The legs take you to mitzvahs and to wherever you're going. They're movement utensils, so to speak. Asher Bahem Yisno A'u Ana Va'ana. Baharem is Benalo Asher Baraglav. The feet symbolize Avodas Hashem. And therefore, that's why you're talking about the nails by the feet, that's still by the Avodas Hashem. Lefisha Shleimus im bi'iyun v'im b'maisa. And sometimes Shleimus is by learning or by acting. V'ha'iyun im b'talmud Torah im bi'iyun chachmas b'sidrei ebriya. Sometimes how do you get to Hashem? And this is, maybe he's alluding to the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah and in Hilchos and in Sefer HaMitzvos. How do you get to Avas Hashem? Either through the Torah or through the world. Or for looking around at the world. Those are the two ways. So he says, "Lahavina pulas Hashem amasi yadav." So either through Torah or seeing the Bria. Kigam zeh midark yeshlem is kenoda. So the two ways that you come to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah or through the world. The Hamaisa and obviously mitzvahs. Beit Adam lamakom, Beit Adam lachaveira. So what do we have? We have five is Torah. Okay, that's focusing on Torah. Then we have Shivim Yashavua. Those are the two ways to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nature. That's the world. So you have Torah and the world. And then what do you have? Then you have Al Shlosh Adar Ma'olam Omed. Torah, that we already had, those two. Avoda, that's the Mishmaros. And Gemilas Chasadim, right, that's the Tishi Arche Leda, because the greatest chesed is to bring somebody into the world to be able to be a recipient of one's goodness. And that's where he says, those are the all the options relating to Avoda. It's basically Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, but Torah is split into two. Because Torah is not just coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, but to coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through looking around at the world, that's another way. So that's the Yafei Mara. The Yafei Mara. If you look in the Mashbiach, if you look in the Mashbiach, also another Achron in the back, Re'u kam gam ra'u, ech kimu ba'atzman b'chol derechecha de'ehu. How these great rabbis, everything is with Torah glasses. Remember, 7, 5, 9, always. Right, umei Hashem mitzad legaver konenu v'chol masecha yilushem shemayim af edvarim shalchol. Everything had to do with Torah, right? And this is what we've said often. Shlomo Zalman seeing the skyscrapers and thinking of Hilchas Mila, right? Always, everything is always through the eyes of Torah. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Isha Halacha that he remembers his grandfather Rav Chaim looking out of the window as Yom Kippur day wanes and the sun's going down, and he says, says, this shkia is not like any other shkia in the whole year. This shkia brings with it kapara and slicha and mechila. Ah, you could feel it, right? So he saw a sunset, and he didn't say, I want to go take a picture of the sunset, even if it wasn't Yom Kippur, but he saw slicha and mechila. And that's what the Mashbiach says. Kol pulasam b'tnuosam hayu mishulavos u'mitzumados im Hashem v'toraso. Let's see, you have all of these listed here. Okay, a lot there. Now, maybe one more note. And that is, we mentioned this in the Haggadah Shiurim. We know everything on the list of Echad Miyodea is something religious. Something religious. The Avos, Nimos, and Chumash, and Mishnah, and Mila, and Shvatim. Everything is Tishri Arche Leda, right? The 9 months, right? Is that religious? That sounds like, okay, we can't figure out any other nine, so we'll just say nine. So that could be. That could be like, what other nine? You can only ask that question if you have a better nine to put in. But I think in the Shemana Tov, in his Haggadah, he says, no, because we believe that's also a religious experience. Right? After all, we call it Tisha Yarche Leda. Leda. Isn't it Tisha Yarche Ibur? Leda holds only for a minute. No, we believe the whole process is Leda from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's leading the from the beginning all the way, right, to the end of the process. But that's Tisha Yarche Leda. It's also a religious, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very involved in that, that miracle that's called pregnancy and childbirth as well. Okay. So those are the amount of nails that are allowed in that are not included in the Gzeira. Good. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Omer. Kilbis. We changed the Gersa. Kilbis. A kilbis is, if I have nails, but the nails are basically folded over. So it's kind of like a staple. We would call it. The two points are folded over. Kilbis, in all aluminium masmerim. That's not included in the Gzeira. because it's not pointy and it's not scary and it's not similar to the shoe. Reb Zeira Shalor, Reb Yibo Bar Zavda, Ma'olit Nama Gabi Sandal Echad. Could you go out with one sandal with masmeros? Amar Le Shari, yeah, it's motor. That's not included. Ma'olit Nama Gabi Min Alecha. What about on one shoe? What about on one shoe? Amar Le, or some take out the gears of Echad. Some just say, what about Min Al? What about just on shoes? Is this only on sandals or shoes which cover more of the foot? Is this included? Amar Le Shari. Also, that's not included. It was maybe shoes were never included, right? The Karban Eda. The Besandal Gazer Velo Beminal. So also, he takes out the Girsa. He says, Al Gabe Minal. He takes out the word Echad because it's just about the question about shoe. Ain, once we're talking about shoes, other halachas related to shoes on Shabbos, Ain Megardin Minal Mesandalim. One is not allowed to scrape off the dirt or the clay from a shoe with a sharp instrument of a leather shoe, because that would be, the Rechaim Kanievsky says, the malacha mimachik, of smoothing. Because if you have a leather surface, they have dirt that is really embedded, and you have a sharp instrument and you're scraping it off, that could be smoothing the malacha mimachik. But you could just pour some water on it and smear it to get some of the dirt off. Rav Crispy, Abishem Rav Yochanan, Tamudid Rav Chiya Ruba, Amrin, the Talmid of Rabbi Chiruba said, "Harishonim haya omrim megarden, vashnim haya omrim megarden." Originally, the Talmidim said that you're allowed to; it's mutter. Why? Davshinim iskaven, right? You're not dafka trying to do it, and it's not what you're focusing on. But then later on, they said you can't because it's psikresha. If you're scraping it off, then it's gonna for sure get smooth. The itashlas l'Rebbe. The Rebbe was asked this question. Umar. Ein Megardin, he said, Usser, like the later ones. Amar Reb Zeira, Ha'azila, Chadim, in Tamuid, Reb Chiya Ruba, right? Now one of the groups of Reb Chiya Ruba, you know, is now, the Misora is wrong. See the Pnei Moshe? Halach va'asar, davar acher, mehen. Mibash Amru, b'shem Arishonim, Shrei Rebbe, min Arishonim, uvakam Ein Megardin. Right? We asked Rebbe, and Rebbe said Ein Megardin. He was one of the earlier Tamidim. Right? And, right? Didn't this, wasn't the report of the Rishonim said Mutter, the Achronim said Asur. Rebbe was from the Rishonim, and he said Asur. So the whole Masorah that you reported is mistaken. Period. The Rabbanan, the case from Mishim Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Kedivri Mishu, Omer Megardin, they say like the Shita that says, Megardin you can. Ubilvad lachori asakan, as long as you use the back of a knife. Don't use the front of the knife, because that would be a perfect type of smoothing. Use the back of the knife. Amar Bechia Bar Ashi, Nahigan Avin Yesivin, Kumi Rebbe. We used to sit in front of Rebbe. Mashchinu Meshazgin, Avalom Megardin. We used to wash and the smear, but we wouldn't scrape. We wouldn't scrape. That would be an issue of a machik. Period. Ein Sachin Min Olin Vesandalin. So we have a different brisa, which kind of says the opposite. You can't even be sach. You can't smear. We just said you can't smear. So the Mefarshim wonder, how do you put this line together with two lines ago? Maybe it means old versus new, old shoes, new shoes, different types of shoes. If you have a new shoe and you smear it with oil, that would really be softening it and that would be being masakin it. But if it's an old shoe, it wouldn't. Different ideas. Ein sachem in al mesandalin lo yasach adam esraglo hu betoch aminol esraglo vi betoch asandal. Okay, I'm not going to smear my shoe with oil. I'm just going to smear my foot, which is in the shoe. That's you can't do that, right? That's smearing the shoe. But what you can do is avosachu esraglo v'nosol patoch amino v'esraglo v'nosol patoch asando. You can smear your foot and then put it in, because by that time it's already kind of absorbed into your foot. It's not going to be looked at as directly smearing the shoe. Sach shemenu misagal agabe kitov laya. You can smear yourself with oil and then roll around on a sheet. Kudavaya chadasha. You can roll around on a sheet. The eno choshesh. And one doesn't have to worry about a sheet of leather that doesn't look like you are being ma'abed and processing, right? There's a malacha called ibud, tanning, ma'abed. So if you smear your body and then take a leather towel and wrap it around, that's okay. That's not looked at as if you are being ma'abed the leather. But don't put the towel down on a marble surface and then roll around on that. Because then, right, the marble is not going to absorb anything. Then it really looks like you are trying to be ma'abed the material on the skin. Reb Shimon Gamliel matir. Period. Okay, different ideas about, we were talking about shoes, so we got into malachas about shoes, smearing the shoes with oil, and smearing other leather surfaces with oil. Ein lov shin milan v'salim chadashim. You can't wear new shoes or new sandals. The Garban Eida says women, dafka women, relates to what we discussed. Are you worried about men taking them off? So a woman can't wear new shoes. Elam kein lov shin v'halach me'mi bod yom. Unless you already wore them on Friday. Because if you didn't wear them on Friday, maybe they're not going to fit so well. You're not going to be comfortable. She might come to carry them. So you can't wear new shoes out on Shabbos. The kamihebi luchan. So how much do you have to walk before Shabbos in order to break them in? How much do you have to walk before Shabbos? 3 days. B'nei barte debar kapara amrin. Mibes rabba debar kapara. Ad beis rabbi derev hoshia. From this yeshiva to that yeshiva. How long, however long, that's as long as it takes to break it in. Sipara Yamrin, the ones in Sipari said, Mikanisha de Bavloya Darte Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, from the base Knesses of the Babylonians until Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina's courtyard. Interesting. So the first was from yeshiva to yeshiva. The second one is from shul to rabbi. Tivrai Amrin, the ones in Tveria, Min Sidra Ruba, from the great base Medrash, Ad Chanu Sidra Boshia, until the store. Until the store of Raboshia. Different types of activities that were, right, always connected to the Beis Medrash somehow. Always connected to a religious experience. But you go into a store, you're going to visit a Rav. Okay. Different ways. It's gotta be broken in. Next. Other halachas of shoes on Shabbos. So first we speak about Tumah V'Tahorah, which will then be related to shoes. Sandal. Says the Gemara, the B'Shem the Tosefta, sandal, shenifsiku azna. If you have a sandal that is tameh. A shoe, a sandal that's tameh, that some of its straps ripped off. Shnifsku chabatav, shnifsku tarsiyosav, osha different straps, the horizontal ones, the vertical ones, their straps, basically it's not usable anymore. Osha pirsha achas mikapav, or the sole came off tahar. So basically if the sandal is not usable anymore, and it totally got, a major part got ripped off, it is no longer mekabel tumah, it's no longer looked at as a shoe, and therefore it's tahar. And we're going to relate this to Shabbos also. Nifsika achas me'aznav, achas me'chavatav, achas me'teros yosav. If only one of the straps fell off and the other one still is on and therefore it's still semi-wearable and you could fix it and you could fix it. Osha pirshu rov mikapav, most of his sole came off but some of it is still on tameh, then it is still makabel tumah. Because again, you might fix it and even if the carbonate day as in, and even if it's the outer strap that fell off, you could always wear the shoe on the other foot or switch the shoe the other way so it's not visible when you fix it. And therefore, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ha'panimis Tameh V'chitzon Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't think that you're going to switch the shoes. And therefore, if the inner one ripped off, then it's still Mekabel Tumah. Because you'll fix the inner one, it's not going to be noticeable. But the outer one, if that one rips off, it's tahar. Because we assume that, you know, even if you want to fix it, it's going to be embarrassing to you. It's going to look like, a shoe with that was put together, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah anymore. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rav Tavli, Chanin Barba, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Linyan Shabbos. So take these rules of Tumah V'Tahorah and say Shabbos too. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, inner versus outer strap is different. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the outer one fell off, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, it's not a shoe. And therefore, it's a masa on Shabbos and it's also to carry out. That's the application and comparison. If something is a shoe, you can wear it out on Shabbos. It's not a masa. If something is not a shoe, then what is it? It's just a masa. It's a bundle. It's a load that is not needed on Shabbos, and therefore you can't have it on Shabbos. Rav Shua Bar Rav Yitzchak, Havi Le'uvda, Rav Shua Yitzchak had this, and his outer straps fell off. Shalach Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Gabi Rav Chia Bar Ba. He said, can you go ask him? Amar Le, Kishem Shem Chalukah Mishabbos, Kachin Chalukah Batumah. Yeah, same machlokas. The machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda would apply by Shabbos. V'havi like Rabbanan, but he passing like the Rabbanan. He passing like the Tanakama. That says, inside or outside, they're both still Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, you can wear it on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, boy, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, heard, V'shama meimar alacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu mori le k'Rabbanan, I don't understand. We have a Mesora that alacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, he's saying like the Tanakama. I don't understand that. Rav Acha Bar Yitzchak, Habe le Uvda, Shalach Shal Rabbi Zeira. He said to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira Shal Rabbi Imi. Amar lo, k'divir mishuhu mitamei, Mutter Latzeisbo. Flip the girsa. See, he explains what we just said. If it's still Mekabel Tumah, then you're allowed to wear it out. Ukdir Mishahu Metaher, and according to the one who says tar, because it's not a shoe anymore, Asr Latzeisbo. So he just explained the different svaras, but he didn't explain who he paskin like. He didn't explain who he paskin like, so that was great for Lamdin. For halacha, not for halacha lamaisa. Period. Tani, even if the shoe is fallen apart, the Brisa continues and says, Alamatayu Benashu Magia Pesach Hatzeiro. But you can wear it. You're outside in the street. What, you're going to take off your shoe? You're allowed to, even though you're not allowed to wear ripped shoes outside because you might come to remove them, but if you're outside and you just want to get home, so you're allowed to wear the shoe until you get to the doorway of your chatzar. Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes maybe this line is arguing what we said before. Don't compare Tumah and Shabbos exactly. Maybe even if it's not a shoe for Tumah, but you can still wear it home. You can still wear it home. Maybe this day is arguing with what we said before. Rabbi Yach, Rabbi Zir, have him in Thailand, Be'isteratin. They were walking in Isteratin on a street. Ifsik sandalei de Rav Acha. Rav Acha's sandal ripped. Minda, and what happened? And he kept walking with it. Minda matin lapuli. Once they got to the first place where, which was private, not to the puli, armalei zeo pezach hazerecha. He said, okay, he said, okay, you gotta take off your shoe now. He didn't say anything until now, but now take off your shoe because we've gotten to the Pesach of Yechatzer. Rav Acha karech savnei aleihon. Rav Acha, when his shoe used to rip, he used to take palm fibers that he used to find on the side and help tie it together in order to be able to walk home. Rav Acha karech agid milavniki, some other type of material. Savar Rabbi Avo agid milavniki minamuchanu. It must be that these Amoram held that these items that they found on the side of the street were not muksa, right? Because you could pick it up and wrap your shoe with it, or maybe they had it with them. One more line. Rav Yona, very hard to know what this line means. Rav Yona, talke dechalitra vikar of tzivchid havisidra yakir abalazer metallicle. What are those words talking about? Right? So if we'll do the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe has two dayas, and we'll go to the second daya because he says that one he thinks is Pirush Amiti. Pirush Amiti. What does this mean? It means, again, let's read it. Rabbi Yochanan Talke de Chalitra Vikar. What did he do? Rev Yona threw his sandal, right when it ripped, into the store of Mochri Chalutin, those who, like a bakery, right? He sold, he threw a shoe, and the Pnei Moshe says, it was a big store. So talke means throw. Talke da chalitra vikar. He threw it into the store. Ov tzivchar havisidra yake rebelazar. And even, what does that mean? Reading the Pnei Moshe, fourth white line. Klomar. Va'afshaya derech muat leilech bo. Acha yachol agia the base medrash hagadosh rebelazar. And even though he could have kept the shoe on a little bit longer until he got to the big base medrash, still, he was machmer on himself and took it off at the first place that he could take it off into this little store. And he threw his shoes into this place, even though he could have walked a little more. That's what these lines mean. Okay, well, metallically, we'll stop by our Virmia, and we'll pick up with this next time. A lot of issues with shoes on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.